Welcome to the Scottish Mortgage Podcast, the show that keeps you informed in all things mortgages throughout Scotland. Welcome to the Scottish Mortgage Podcast. In this episode, we're going to be talking about the best time to buy your first home and when that could be. I get messages daily asking this question, if it's a good time to buy, what the market's looking like, where it's going to be in 6 months, where it's going to be in a year. And often the question comes up, and I've seen people put off buying because they think markets are going to crash, because they think house prices are too high. Whatever the reason, it's perfectly fine. But what I would say is, if you are looking to find out, or if you are looking to wait until the best time to buy, you may never end up buying. It'll take you back to just pre-COVID levels, or right at COVID, when COVID hit. I was talking to a few people just as the lenders pulled out the market, and a few clients decided that it wasn't the right time. They were going to wait because they were expecting the market to crash, and it didn't happen. Actually, the opposite happened over the next year or so, when COVID hit and the house prices actually went through the roof at unprecedented levels. And waiting at that time proved to be probably the wrong thing to do. Although interest rates were lower, they were waiting on lower house prices, and it ended up going the opposite way. Now, the point I'm trying to make with that is you can never tell what's going to happen. With all the best intentions in the world and with all the best indicators in the world, you can just never tell if it's going to be the right time. The key things to look out for, in my opinion, to tell yourself if it's going to be the right time, is if you're needing to buy, if you're needing that space, if you're needing that little bit of independence, if you're staying with your parents, if you're renting and you want somewhere to own, if you've got your deposit ready and you've found the right house and you're getting put off buying the right house because of the market, you might end up waiting and the right house doesn't appear again. So the right time, in my opinion, to buy is when you've got everything ready and the house is there. What happens in the market will always happen. The market will do what the market does, and there's absolutely no way that you can predict it with any great certainty. So it's always the right time to buy when you've got everything sorted out. If you've got your deposit, if you've found the right house, if you can negotiate a good price on it that you're happy with, then it might be the right time to look at it then. If you've got your deposit, if you're content renting, or you're content living with parents and you're not seeing the right house, then it may not be the right time for you to buy. So take that into consideration. The things that I would avoid making the decision on is the market, based on predictions and what's going to happen, because everybody's got their opinion on it. All the specialists will tell you what they're thinking. Sometimes they get it right, sometimes they get it wrong. When they get it right, they like to tell you they're getting it right, but that happens less often than getting it wrong. So definitely the best time to buy is when you're in a position and you're ready and you're comfortable and you've got everything in place that you can go out there and do it. Think about your budget, if it's affordable. Think about your long-term plans for the property. And if you're planning to stay in the property for a long time, what happens in the market next year or the year after that may not be relevant to you. But there's lots of things to take into consideration. Always seek advice. Talk to estate agents. Estate agents can give you guidance on it. Talk to mortgage brokers. They can give you illustrations. They can give you ideas in costs. They can give you ideas on how to reduce costs and how to negotiate with estate agents to get the right price. So there's lots of options out there. If now's not the right time, if you don't have everything in place, my suggestion is to start the ball rolling if it's something that you're considering, and start talking to people to get some guidance on it. But I hope you find this useful. If you do have any other questions, please feel free to fire them over. And don't forget to like, share and subscribe. Cheers. Thanks for listening to the Scottish Mortgage Podcast. Don't forget to like, share and subscribe if you find this useful. And if you want your questions answered, pop over to our Facebook page at Scottish Mortgage Podcast and ping us a message.